This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host by telephone today is Bridget Ayer.
Great to be with you. I wish I could see you.
Well, I tell you, these are interesting times, and people always wonder, well, how are you getting along at Catholic Radio? One thing we're doing, obviously, is our Faith in Action programs, which we want to continue, but we're doing them with Bridget at home and our guests at home by phone and, you know, getting through as best we can during these times. A couple of little things I want to mention. Our golf outing, normally coming up in mid-May, that is probably not going to happen, at least not at that time. We may postpone it till the fall, or we may have to skip a year altogether. We don't want to do that, but all to be determined yet. And at the moment, our dinner, Catholic Radio Dinner, is still on for August 25th, subject to change, of course, but that is still on schedule at this point. So we're all coping with the virus situation as best we can, and that happens to be the subject of our program this morning.
Right, and as we've been thinking about things that can really help people in terms of dealing with this pandemic, one thing that Jim and I talked about was getting the Catholic mom perspective of finding sanity and surviving quarantine and possibly even work from home and e-learning days, which is also what all these moms and dads are dealing with. So today we have two guests, two Catholic moms. We've got Teresa Chambly and Denise Farmer to offer their perspective on being a Catholic mom during this pandemic and quarantine. So welcome to Faith in Action, Teresa and Denise.
Thank you.
First of all, just kind of getting a little bit of background on each of you to kind of give our listeners just a perspective of where you're coming from. So maybe just tell me a little bit about yourself, maybe your parish, and the size of your family, and maybe their ages, too. Start with you, Teresa.
So my name is Teresa Chambly, and I'm a parishioner at Holy Name in Beech Grove. And my husband and I have six children. The oldest is 19, who is a college student, so it's nice to have her home. Our youngest is 7, 3 boys, 3 girls. Let's see, both my husband and I are working from home right now. My husband is a therapist, and I work for, I'm the director of social concerns for Catholic Charities for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. So it is juggling a lot right now.
Okay, Teresa, give us your lay of the land for your family.
That was Teresa.
Oh, I'm sorry, Denise. I'm having a hard time not seeing you ladies.
No problem. My name is Denise Farmer, and my husband and myself live up in Westfield. We have 3 children. We have a 15-year-old, and then in 2017 we adopted two more boys. So we have 3 boys at home. So it is nice, I agree with Teresa, having an older one. And it's really nice right now because he's on spring break. So he's able to help. So
I know that if you ever ask a parent, you know, do you love your children? Of course they would say, absolutely, positively, we do. But these times are maybe not really bringing that into question, but at least challenging that position, right?
There's a lot of choice. Yes.
Well, let me ask you this now. Okay, so you both have several children. Maybe Teresa, let's start with you. Where did your kids? I should say attend school when they were going physically to school. I mean, obviously we're doing e-days. Their grades, and then how is the e-learning working? So we'll start with you, Treat, and then we'll move to you, Denise.
Okay. So my oldest she's a freshman at Franciscan University, so she's in college, and she was home on spring break when all of this hit, and she was told, don't come back. So that was really hard for her because so she came home with no books, no notebook. Expecting to go back. And I had a crack up, and she's going to, you know, give me a look for saying this on air. But her first comment, as we as parents were like, oh, you have no books, no notebooks. Her first comment was, I came home with only one pair of pajamas. So it was a, so she had a different perspective.
Mom will take care of the rest.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Online ordering. And then I have a sophomore who's in high school at Cecina, which the sophomore and the college student, it's been a little easier with e-learning. They have their own laptops, which is from school, and, you know, they're more independent. Then I have four in elementary school at Holy Name in Beech Grove, and the e-learning started, I like to say, for real this week. They had spring break last week. The first 2 weeks of e-learning were kind of a trial and error. But this week, it's been challenging to have six people that are using the Internet at the same time, plus mom and dad using the Internet. They now, we had a login to a lot of, they're using Google Classroom, but their teachers have been wonderful of recording lessons and having new sites that they have to log on to. So it's been a little challenging. We're not a huge tech-savvy family. We don't. We have a couple ancient laptops where certain keys, even on the laptops, don't work. So it's been a little challenging, but we're starting to get into the groove of things. But what's been so wonderful is the teachers have been so patient. Like Sophia with college, the professors knew that the students didn't come home with their books. So they put a lot of things online. They wrote their own notes, rewrote the notes, and then put them online, knowing that the students didn't have them at home. So everyone's just been very patient, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, if you're, I just want to let you know, we are talking with Teresa Chambly and Denise Farmer, Catholic moms, and we're talking about how to survive and find sanity, I guess, during these e-learning days and quarantine. Denise? Tell us a little bit about your children and where they're at in terms of their education, where they were attending school, and how the e-learning days are going for you.
So really, it's my oldest, Gavin, is the only one using the e-learning. He's a freshman at Westfield High School, and he's pretty independent, too, and it's spring break right now, so it's easy for us. But I think what we had a challenge with last week is just, you know, finding a schedule. Because, you know, with a 2- and 3-year-old and then a 15-year-old, there's just different schedules. And what we want is for him to get his work done right away, you know. But that doesn't always work out. So we're just trying to be flexible, and, you know, if we have one bad day, we try not to let that go into the next day and just always start new the next day.
That's great advice. I gotta keep that one in mind. And it's true, you know, because especially when they start getting, like, if they start getting backlogged on their homework, I'm a Catholic mom, I'll just offer this, I have 3 children, one in college as well. Teresa and I have a daughter the same age. Her, Sophia, and my, Mary, are freshmen in college. She's was at Purdue. And then I have 2 in high school at Carmel High School. And, you know, everything that you said I can totally relate to. We actually had to get a laptop because one of our kids, a couple of the keys weren't working on our laptop, you know. So, you know, Best Buy, we had a couple trips over there, you know, to get a couple things, so I could totally relate to that. So let's talk a little bit about what have been the biggest challenges, I guess, for you, other than the schedule and maybe the technology. What would you say have been the biggest challenges, not necessarily with e-learning, but just overall? Teresa, let's start with you, since we've been kind of doing that pattern.
Sure. You know, boredom. Actually, it's nice that for once I get to really tell the kids, isn't it nice having a large family? You guys can all play together. And Sometimes it's yes, and sometimes it's eye roll that I receive. So, but they, it's actually, what's nice is that we're having nice weather now. So one of my trips to Meijer, I stocked up on everything in their outside toy aisle, probably spent more than I ever wanted to, and so they're getting out. But prior to that, it was really tough because we don't have cable. We don't allow the kids a lot of time, you know, online. And so it was a boredom sometimes and the little bickering that can start with boredom. But at the same time, it's been really, really refreshing to see them playing together and inventing new games. I would say boredom. It's trying to be creative, and it's when we're trying to, Jonathan and I struggle to get our own work done and attend meetings through Zoom, it can get a little tense sometimes in telling the kids, I know you're bored, but just sit there, be quiet, because mom's on a call.
I got a meeting in 10 minutes, or, you know, I totally relate. So,
yeah.
Denise, what about for you? What challenges have you noticed since this has happened?
For our family, it's been just a schedule. So, you know, I may count on my husband to do something, and then he has a client that needs something. And then 2 hours later, he's like, okay, now what do you need to do? Which that's just part of his life. I'm just not used to having everybody at home all day long, there's been a lot of blessings. So it's just trying to be flexible and not worry if, you know, something doesn't get done. So I would say that, no. Definitely. And then just sleep patterns. I feel like my teenager wants to stay up really late. So, like, we could – go ahead, sorry.
Oh, I was going to say we got that going on, but go on. Cal, I want to hear this. Go on.
So, you know, my teenager wants to stay up late, and my 2 and 3 year old are in bed, you know, by 8. So I could have somebody up all 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, we've kind of made him, you know, or suggested certain times that he go to bed.
Sure.
Without.
Sure. Yeah, Denise, you mentioned schedule. How important is it to keep to a schedule, or are you kind of real flexible? Does lunch always occur at the same time? Does dinner always occur at the same time, or is it kind of flexible?
Well, I have to be flexible because my husband's work, you know, sometimes he needs to go at a last minute. So, but the nice thing is we've been able to eat together every single night, whereas before I feel like more so my 15-year-old schedule with going to school, and they have a later start now, and then he might have sports right after, and then when he gets home, it's eat, homework, and that's it. So it's been nice to slow down a little bit and eat. We almost eat every meal together, which is, I mean, I love that, so.
We need to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk. We talked about some of the problems, and now we're going to try to offer some tips when we come back. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
Alexa, what's the weather forecast for today?
Alexa, what time is the Colts game today?
Alexa, remind me to pick up the dry cleaning tomorrow.
Has Alexa become a part of your daily routine? Then make sure that routine includes Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Quick, easy access to Catholic programming 24/7. Just say, Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer, and Jim Ganley is in the studio. I'm recording from home, and we have two guests on the phone as well. We're talking about how to find sanity and survive the quarantine and e-learning day. That we're talking with Teresa Chambly and Denise Farmer, Catholic moms. And we're kind of getting the Catholic mom perspective, and we're all kind of, there's lots of great things happening, and I want to talk, and I'll be obviously struggled, but I want to talk about what you're enjoying about this time. Denise, let's start with you.
I just really like being with the family and just slowing down. It just seems like day after day, with the exception of Sundays, we're just always running to a sports event or trying to get, you know, work done inside the house and both of our work. So it's just nice to slow down and spend some time with each other and then our three boys.
And Teresa, how about for you?
I agree with Denise. It's been really nice having everyone home, including my college students. And what I've noticed is we generally, before confinement, we did have our meals together, but of course our college student was away. And sometimes they were even late meals. But what I've noticed is we're having better conversations, and everyone's participating. And it's just kind of nice because there's, I think the conversations are better because there's not this behind the thought of we need to hurry this up because so-and-so needs to be so-and-so where and that kind of thing. So it's been really, that's been very nice. And we've also had better prayer time as a family. Before I would always say, okay, this week we're going to pray a rosary as a family, and I would have such great intentions, and then the world happens, and I would allow that to come before the prayer time. And now the world is not happening, and so I've noticed that our prayer time and praying the rosary, the Divine Mercy, each day has just been, you know, really fruitful for us.
As your both of our guests are speaking here today, I'm getting just kind of a vision of this stay-at-home situation kind of being like a giant camping trip, where you're all living in the same tent with limited facilities around you and can't go too far away from the home base without, you know, making a big deal out of it. Denise, is that a good comparison, a giant camping trip to what you're doing now?
Yes, I would say. And, I mean, I would agree, too, with what Teresa said. You know, we're doing the Divine Mercy Chaplet, trying to do it around 3 and then a rosary maybe either before or after. And, you know, as I mentioned, I have a 2 and a 3-year-old. And, you know, initially I was like, okay, everybody sit still, don't move. Well, that's not realistic. So really, they're moving around, or they want my rosary, or they want their oldest brother's rosary usually, or they want to tackle him. And it just lightens the mood. And so I, for the most part, as long as things don't get out of hand, here at home, I let them be a little more free, which, you know, just lightens everything up.
So have you been able to play more as a family? We actually had gotten a ping pong table before spring break, because I had decided before this all happened that we just weren't going to go anywhere just because our schedules wasn't going to work out. So for everyone to go, because I had a college student at a different time and all that, and her spring break was different from ours. So I thought, you know what, I got a ping pong table. I said, we'll just play ping pong during, you know, spring break, so that, you know, we'll just do that. And we've really been playing almost every night, which has really been fun. And I liked it. I like, Teresa, that you mentioned about the conversations, because we've experienced that too, where you actually have a little bit more time to actually have or finish a conversation. So what about playing together as a family? Have you been doing that? Teresa, let's start with you.
Yes. Yeah, we've been doing a lot more, ironically, outside time, which we didn't do before. My son, my 15-year-old son who's a football, or 16, sorry, 16-year-old son who's a football player, he's been trying to get the whole family to play football, which I reluctantly am doing, because I'm not a sports person, but he calls it mom ball because I change the rules all the time, so that it will suit me. But, yeah, we've just been interacting more, going outside, taking walks in our neighborhood. Yes, so just being together.
So, Denise, what about you? I know you've got a 2 and a 3-year-old, so they're always in play mode, right?
Yes. And, yes, we definitely have. But even, you know, we do try to put them down for a nap at the same time. And so when they go down for a nap, our 15-year-old now knows that's time that we're going to sit down and play a board game. No phones. If it works with our schedule, I mean, the phones go on the island, and we've been breaking out games we haven't seen in a long time, board games or card games.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been really nice. And even, I mean, he's to the point now, or when we lay him down at night, you know, he'll say, okay, what game are we playing? So that's just really nice, and I've found that with him, he'll talk more if he's active, which is nice.
Sure. That's true.
Sure.
That's
now,
true.
Now, both of you have very diverse families as far as age group goes. Are you finding any games that work particularly well with the whole family, Teresa?
Uno.
Yes, they can learn that quite young and beat you at it quite young.
Yes, they can.
Well, let me ask you this. Oh, go ahead, Jim. Were you going to say
No,
something?
I was just going to ask Denise if there's any particular game that she's finding for her family that work across the whole spectrum of the age of your children.
With the 2 and 3 year old, I think just going outside. And I agree, Teresa. Gosh, it's been so beautiful. We've been able to go outside and just, you know, my 15-year-old. For the most part, does a really good job of, you know, like last night he pulled out the little basketball hoop for them, and I mean they just adore him. So, I mean he gets annoyed too, but at the same time it was nice that he thought of that, and everyone likes some kind of ball, so but not necessarily a board game with the 2 and 3 year olds.
Sure.
That makes sense.
I'm going to steal a question here. Bridget actually writes some questions in advance of the program, and there's one here that I just noticed that I want to be sure we get to before we run out of time today. What about tasks at your family, doing the dishes, making the beds, vacuuming the rug, that sort of thing? Denise, is that something that you're doing all by yourself while the kids watch?
No. Even the 2 and 3 year old, we're trying to have them help clear off the table. I mean, they can do things that, or just pick up after themselves. Like I've been trying to, if they get out trucks, then put them away before we go to the next thing. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Teresa?
Well, since we're a family of eight, I am a little bit of. A militant, and even before this all happened, is everyone has set chores. Their chore time everyone has set chores every day, but Wednesdays and Saturdays are the day we really do our cleaning chores, like the bathrooms and things like that. So I've just really kept with that schedule, but I have told them, as dishes piled up, I like to remind them there are 8 of us living here all the time. So we need to stay on top of dishes and kind of sweeping up, otherwise it'll get out of control.
We only have a couple minutes left, like literally like 3 minutes. If each of you could just maybe give a few tips of how you're really surviving for our listeners. Denise?
Well, I know many people are on social media, and there is positive and negative. And, you know, even I follow a lot of different priests, and so just making the best of this time. I know there's one priest up in Mishawaka, Father Jacob Meyer. I feel like he's online all the time. He's a big extrovert, and just offering all kinds of, he's reading books to children, and just challenging husbands, wives, single, I mean, anybody. And he touches on all the age groups, so I really like that positive perspective on this time. So,
Teresa, what do you got over there?
You know, I read recently some really great advice of reminding us that we're now doing from home work. You know, both my husband and I work outside the home, so we are still doing our jobs at home. We're now doing e-learning, and we're managing the home. And all three of those things were done separately before, and now they're being done at the same time. And the advice was to just be patient. to just, Denise said earlier, some great advice of you just need to be flexible. Yes, it's good for us to have a schedule because we're a large family, but to remember that it's okay to say, you know what, it's not going to work right now. I'm going to close my laptop and say to my children, what can I do to help you in this moment when they're doing e-learning? And for me, that's hard. That's really hard because I'm a very structured person. But it's really been taking me out of my comfort zone and helping me just to be present in the moment because they're not all meant to be done at the same time.
Well, we're just about out of time now. I'd like to ask just each of you real quickly, Denise, if you had your choice of this for the rest of your child bringing up years or normal, should we ever get back to that, this or normal, which would you choose if you had a choice?
Can I mix the two? I mean, I think it's really nice to, that's probably not allowed, but I think it's nice to have this downtime. But I mean, I'm with Teresa. I like structure. It keeps me on task and my kids and my husband. So I do like having, and I love people. I'm an extrovert. I like, we have a small group that we did Zoom on Friday night. And I mean, that was nice, but it's just not the same.
Sure.
So
sure.
I like being in touch with my church, my family, and our friends. So
and
I do miss that.
And Teresa, what about you? This for the rest of your life or normal for the rest of your life?
I'm with Denise, a little bit in the middle. There's been a lot of pros. And, I do like, I miss my church family. And Zoom has been great, but I miss them. I miss being in front of the Eucharist.
No doubt. So we both want a mix. We both want a mix going forward. Well, we're out of time. Teresa Chambly and Denise Farmer, Catholic Mom, giving us some tips. Thanks so much for being with us today, and God bless you.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.